Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, we're here with Ben Roberts, our old friend from Pasquale's, to join us during this craziness, Kitty. And now I want a margarita, don't you?
Well, I want a burrito, actually.
Yeah,
I'm kind of hungry.
Good too. So,
I can get you both.
What's that?
I can get you both.
Yes, okay,
excellent.
Ben. So, first of all, before we talk about how you're helping those in trouble, let's talk a little bit about Pasquale's itself. What's going on with you guys?
Well, it's been a very unique and interesting time, I can tell you that.
Oh, those are good ones. You know, unique and interesting. Come on.
We just started to, you know, start going 100 miles an hour into our spring business.
Right.
And came to a complete screeching halt. You know, which is troubling for me and my heart because of all of my staff, my employees that rely on their jobs to live. So it was a tough time, but we're learning to adjust and slowly bringing people back.
So currently it's a curbside situation, or what are you guys doing really? Or not much, or a ton?
Yeah, so initially we just closed for a couple of days to figure out what to do. And we started doing meal kits 3 days a week. So like family packed for four people with fajita, build your own fajita, build your own tacos, things like that. And then we opened up 2 weeks ago, Tuesdays through Saturdays, 3:30 to 7:30 p.m., doing a limited carryout menu, but a lot of our traditional things that people know and love and keep them feeling warm and comfortable.
And full, which is
and
good.
Full.
Yeah, okay. So that's available. But now you're working with Kesenex, right? You're doing something else, too.
Yes. Kesenex spearheaded a fund to support the Madison area service industry. So we started a GoFundMe page, basically collecting money to give directly to servers, you know, hosts, cooks, bartenders, managers, people who are having trouble getting unemployment or can't get it. We're collecting money and giving it directly to the service industry.
That's pretty cool. So that's still going.
For instance, yesterday I received the first check for Pasquale's from the fund, which I will then distribute directly to 33 of our employees.
Yeah, I was wondering how that works. So if people, they should just work with whatever restaurant they're working with, and then that's how the money will get distributed?
Yep. So what we do is the restaurant registers with Kesenex. There's a person who's the administrator there. And then employees have to sign up through their restaurant.
Gotcha.
The restaurants have to distribute the money.
Right. Okay. We're talking to Ben Roberts from Pasquale's. Here's a dumb question that I have that maybe you could answer for the restaurant industry. If you're a restaurant right now and you close, like you just decided you're going to shut now, and then maybe you're not paying your rent, but then once things start to get back to normal, can't you kind of pick up where you left off? Or is it just there going to be too much damage for a lot of restaurants where they can't go on? Because I feel like people will want to go back out and come to eat, but it's not that simple, is it?
No, I do think that there's a pent-up demand to get out, go out, be social, have food made for you, have cocktails made for you. You know, people don't just go to restaurants for food and cocktails. It's a social gathering also. So it's devastating for several restaurants. I will say that a lot of landlords are being kind and either deferring rent or, for instance, a couple of my landlords are basically having letting me have rent free for a couple of months and then add it to the end of my lease rather than making me pay it back when I open again.
Right. But I mean, so like, yeah, go ahead.
You go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, did you have or did other places have a lot of food that then, like, went bad? Or is there equipment or, like, that kind of stuff I'm just wondering about, too?
Equipment is going to mostly be okay. Refrigeration, if you leave it running, will be just fine. If you have to turn it off, it's best to, you know, leave it open and let it air out or be in the air. Food, yes, there had to be some food thrown away, but I was able to donate a lot. I was able to freeze some protein and use those once we opened back up. But produce and things like that had to be donated or destroyed.
Yeah. Then also, I mean, once it does reopen, and I mean, none of us know really, but do you feel like your people are going to have to be wearing like masks and stuff, or we just don't know, right? I mean, like,
just laying in bed thinking about that.
Yeah, like
I was like,
nobody knows what's
right. It's going to be
going to happen.
I think we're going to probably do face masks and shields initially, to just make people feel comfortable, which will be kind of uncomfortable also because taking an order with a face mask and a shield is going to be challenging. But I think that just to show that we're being safe and, you know, gloves, sanitizing, all that stuff. We're going through so many gloves right now. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
So it's going to be a slow jam getting back into normal. And we will make every effort to be careful and do what needs to be done for that.
Absolutely. Well, Ben, I mean, good luck. We've always liked you guys. I'm craving the chips now, too. I mean, this is getting bad. So thank you for doing what you're doing, and we'll see you on the other side, I guess.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity to chat. Hope you guys are doing good.
Yeah, take care, Ben. All right, thanks, okay. Buddy. See ya.
Thanks.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.